from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reginald Atitula.
Hear the music. The man's in studio. Brandon K. Scott. B. Scott, as you know him, hanging out with In the Loop. John Lopez, Figgy Fig. I am Reginald Atitula. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Tuesday. Man, we are having a blast in here.
It's fun.
I kind of wanted the commercial to run longer. We were having a good conversation, but we'll bring it to air. As B. Scott wants to talk about this 2022 draft class, it's an important facet of this Texans team. And look, there's every single one of them is in a vital kind of like crossroads almost in their career. And so let's talk about them. And I think one of the big ones, I think, is Dameon Pierce right now.
Yeah, I think Dameon Pierce is the big one that stood out from Saturday.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the most relevant conversation. But I love how this falls into the conversation y'all were having earlier, like me wanting to talk about the 2022 class and this idea of somebody being on the hot seat for the Texans. For me, it's actually an interesting question for a team that has such high expectations and overall the conversation around them is a positive one.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, the hot seat, man, a team that's about to go to the playoffs, that could win its division,
right,
that's got Super Bowl aspirations. Ain't nobody on the hot seat. Everybody is like eating and thriving.
Mm-hmm,
and
for
so,
sure.
So I really had to think about it. But to me, the answer is the 2022 draft class in varying degrees, like varying degrees of hot. Right. Like,
yeah,
the, like for some, it's more simmering than others.
Okay.
You know, but if you go down the list, I think everybody is running their own race and on their own level of a hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
Think about Derek Stingley Jr. He's not on any kind of hot seat.
No.
In terms of job security.
How good he is.
Or how good he is.
Yeah.
We don't have those sort of questions, but it's like he still hasn't had that fully healthy season.
Mm-hmm.
He still hasn't had that season where he's completely available to you and therefore able to live up to the expectations that's been on him since he was a freshman at LSU.
Yeah.
So, like, this is the year where if you are somebody, and I count myself in this category, somebody that believes in Derek Stingley, this is the year that you're praying that he stays healthy or at least is healthy enough and not limited to where he can have that season where he's available, where
yeah,
he can live up to the expectation. So
mm-hmm,
it's probably the coldest of the hot seats, but it is somewhat of a hot seat in my mind. I gave y'all Kenyon Green on the text line
yeah,
earlier.
Yes, you did.
Just because I wanted to have the conversation. I wanted to contribute to the conversation. But I don't think it's just him alone. Again, mm-hmm, I'm going through this whole clash,
for
right?
Sure.
But he's on an obvious hot seat. And I think that was different from Titus Howard, the way you brought up Lopez.
Yeah.
Because Kenyon Green's the one that hasn't gotten the second contract.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first round pick. He should be rich for the rest of his life, being
right,
a first round pick and all of that. But everybody wants that second contract, right?
For sure. 100%.
And Kenyon Green is now in year three, and he's got 1 year where it didn't go so well.
Yeah.
And a second year that hopefully it worked out for him being away, but he ain't played.
Yeah.
At all. last year.
Right.
So to me, it's like, okay, 1 year up and down, not so good. The next year, you're not available to us at all. To me, that's an obvious hot seat answer. So, like, if you start with the first round picks, like, we're talking hot seat.
Yeah. Then
Jalen Petrie, John Metchie, Dameon Pierce, I think is the one that's most relevant to the weekend because he's the one that we're probably least confident is going to be on the team out of all of these guys.
Right.
Right. Like, Christian Harris, I think, is not on the hot seat because, like, he hasn't been out there, but the last time we saw him, he was really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But to me, every one of these guys, to some degree, is on some level of hot seat.
Well, I mean, let D'Amico Ryans tell it. Like, there's not a ton necessarily that he's judging off of this weekend when it comes to Dameon Pierce. He was, in fact, the head coach of the Texans asked about the first team running attack.
Yeah, no, not sure how many rushes we had for our first unit. I know we had one outside zone play that we mistargeted a guy. We missed a guy, so a guy was free in the hole on one. And then another probably, you know, missed a run where we could have been downhill. But, you know, overall, I think it's with our O-line, our tight ends, and how it's hard to judge off a couple runs. I think we threw the ball a lot with our first team, so there weren't really many runs to judge, and I don't want to, you know, judge our team off of two runs. That's unfair to, you know, make a a judgment off of two runs.
If you're watching on YouTube, you see me shaking my head.
You believe that, Lopez? Yeah. You believe what he said?
We love you, D'Amico, but...
It's Cap.
Cap.
Cap for Cap.
Hey, that's his name.
Cap. I mean,
they call him Cap for a reason.
they call him a different kind of Cap for a reason.
Also, here's four runs.
Here's the thing, guys. Hey,
you think he don't know that? You think D'Amico Ryans?
What?
Did not keep tracking
Mike
the...
linebacker.
Dude,
captain of the team since he was a rookie. All pro, attention to detail. Maniac like that. Don't know how many runs they had.
Dude, this was yesterday. This wasn't Saturday after the game.
D'Amico.
This was yesterday.
You know how many times y'all ran the ball.
And he said two. He also dropped a two in there. I don't know how many.
A couple.
I don't know how many runs we had. What, did we have two? He knows what the blocking assignment was, how many runs they had, how many runs they could have had.
He also knows who the first team running attack was because it's only one guy.
It's only one guy.
We had a stretch play that could have did this and could have done that. He's got all these details on these other plays, but he don't know how many runs they had.
I listened to this, and the first thing is, like, even D'Amico was running out of excuses. Like, D'Amico is the king of trying to prop up these guys, and that's not a criticism. Like he's like, okay, because he wants to build confidence and all that. He's the head coach. And even he's like, I don't know how many we really ran. Yes, you do. You absolutely do.
And to have, obviously, to know the game the way he does, and to have the detail on the plays, and to say, like, I'm not going to make much. You think he's not evaluating on every reps within a rep?
Yeah.
Like, that's what this is about. That's the difference between him, his staff, and the rest of us, right? Like, they can tell all of the little things that we can't see. You think I'm supposed to believe that he's not gaining every little piece of knowledge from every blocking assignment, misread, read that's taken advantage of? Come on, man. I know better than that.
I mean, it's clear that they're trying to give Dameon Pierce as much room to succeed. And, I mean, even if you want to be as cynical as possible, as much room to continue to boost his value if you need to send him somewhere else.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you realize how far he has to go, how much he has to reach.
Talk about reaching.
The crazy amounts of Olympic-level stretching that he has to do to get to that place to still allow room for Dameon Pierce.
Yeah, but
it feels like he might be...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That's kind of where I was going. Go ahead.
But I think this is the charm of D'Amico Ryans, or the reason why he fits and works or makes so much sense for a team, because he's a former player and kind of understands the pulse of the team, the tenor of the locker room. And Dameon Pierce, as we know, is a likable dude.
Yes.
I think a favorite, not just amongst fans and media, but also amongst his teammates. And that's somebody, I don't want to say that you want to handle with kid gloves, mm-hmm. but you want to be respectful and you want to be mindful of how everybody else views him and feels about him. And you don't want to just be talking any old kind of way about
him. Well, let me ask you.
Of course.
Let me ask you both this, though. Sorry. Kind of where I went is where you're talking about, Reggie, is like he's being vague, you know, on purpose. He's being sort of not stating the obvious, not altogether forthcoming is the word I was looking for, because I'm wondering, does he already know where this is going to end up? And he's just trying to not, like, you know, dump on the guy.
I mean, like B. Scott clearly laid out, he is a perceptive dude. He would not be in this position if he wasn't, right? He is very good at what he does. I'm sure that he has some feelings, but you're right. And the U2 mentions this. Like, he's not trying to dog out his player. I think that there's probably, like, a middle ground somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to erring on the side of being, you know, player friendly, being supportive. Yes. We were just talking about the Brian Flores Tua Tagovailoa situation, right? And catching more flies with honey than vinegar. If you have any possibility as a Hail Mary of getting Dameon Pierce to the place where he is successful again and looking like that rookie year and better, it's probably going to be giving him the most, you know, lowering the temperature, making the block as cold as possible for him.
And also, when you're in his position, when you're in D'Amico Ryan's position, what benefit is it to you to, like, hammer home the obvious? Like, I think what's happening with Dameon Pierce doesn't necessarily take a sophisticated football eye to detect.
No, it does not.
It's not. It's just not happening right now. It's not working. So, like, what does he need to say to pile on? Like, what? I mean, we're obviously going to have our conversations about it, but it's just so transparent and painfully obvious that he's struggling. He doesn't. He probably understands that he doesn't need to just come out here and be like, hey, he's struggling.
Yeah.
Just watch the game.
Yeah.
The man's is not doing well.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, I think in his mind, maybe, and this is just me speculating, he's kind of like, I'm going to build him up. We'll see what he does. But the decision may already be made. I mean, keep in mind, he's got the joint practice on Thursday.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
So,
I mean, that's going to be third teamers on I'm guessing, on Saturday.
So on the discussion about this class, I did find it really interesting how there was a complete narrative flip. And I don't think this is about us being wishy-washy or flip-flopping. I think it was based off of the way things played out on Saturday, that we went into that game unsure if John Metchie had a space on this team, unsure of, like, what his status would be on the roster, to feeling like, based off of how he played, it'd be hard to imagine him not being on this team.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also feeling like, hey, Dameon Pierce is struggling, but he's going to be on this team.
Exactly.
Right. It's just a matter of how many carries is he going to get? Is he just a return guy? What's his role going to be? But Dameon Pierce is going to be on the team. So completely flipping that, I feel like, to where it's like, man, does Dameon Pierce have a role on this team?
Absolutely.
Special teams or not? Like, does he even have a role? And I don't think, again, that's about being wishy-washy. That's about having, like, this sobering moment.
Yeah.
This sort of reality check of where they sort of sit in their position group. And then, of course, Jalen Petrie having that moment.
Right.
You're like, okay, that will be interesting how they use him. He's on a different kind of hot seat, I think, because he's having a position change. But all of these guys with interesting individual storylines and narratives.
Yeah, generally, as we're looking, like you said, we're going to be watching this over the course of the season, obviously, and leading into the season. But generally, positive, it's kind of middle of the road feelings, or maybe even negative on the class going into this year?
Yeah, I would say overwhelmingly positive, because there's only one or two guys that you got the questions about. And I think the part about Derek Stingley and Kenyon Green, like those, especially if those things are working out, that's big for you. The big thing that that I would hammer home, just this point.
Yes.
After year three is a lot of times when the NFL, when the league has the book written on you.
Yeah.
Like some guys peak early, some guys peak late. But generally speaking, after year three, that's when it's decided who you are. And I think that's why another reason why this is a pivotal year for all of them.
There you go. B. Scott dropping knowledge, dropping bombs is why we love having him right here in the loop. Obviously, you listen in the loop. Coming up next, let's do a little What's Poppin'.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.